Turn your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Bring them out. Kickoff is just moments away for your Saskatchewan Roughriders. Up next, first quarter play-by-play with Michael Ball on the Cooperators Roughrider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Singer, Saskatchewan Country Music Award winner, Tegan Littlechief, in the singing of our national anthem.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love in all of us command. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true, no strong and free.
Job by Tegan Littlechief with the national anthem as the red and white fireworks explode behind the Maxtron to our broadcast right, and they roll up the Saskatchewan and Canadian flags here on this early September, late summer afternoon slash evening at Mosaic Stadium, the 57th Labor Day Classic. Our captains come to center field. Our coin toss is brought to you by Second Look Online Auction. Visit 2ndlookonlineauction.com to see what's up for bid. And the Riders bring out 52 people again for the coin toss.
Yeah, Riders got the entire front line.
Maybe intimidation by numbers. I'll tell you what, Luke. They are in their throwback green and white jerseys. They're the beautiful, beautiful jerseys.
Yeah, these are by far my favorite uniforms. I loved wearing them. Personally, I felt I looked best in them.
You did.
But,
you did. Yeah, and black.
Again.
And black.
That and black. Yeah, exactly. Black takes about 20 pounds off. But, yeah, you know what? I mean, it's a great game. This is one you get up for. And the nice part about this is it's not just one team getting up for this, right? Winnipeg, they understand what they're coming into, and they're well represented here today throughout this Mosaic Stadium.
All right, this is London. He's going to do the coin toss today, and that's Mayor Bowman right there. This is the coin we'll be using for the coin toss. The Rough Rider logo is tails. The league logo is heads. What's your call, Winnipeg?
Heads, please.
Heads is the call. London, you have to
Big
please.
Hill is calling heads. We'll see what it is.
It's a tails.
Riders win the coin toss.
You want to receive?
All right, let's go home.
Where do you want to get from?
We win.
Riders have won 14 of the last 16 Labor Day Classics, but they lost the last one 23-8 here last year. So we're hoping for a throwback performance in these throwback jerseys. And what I mean by that is the Rough Riders, Luke Mulliner, have lost three straight on home turf. They got to turn this around.
Yeah, what a team in front of you to turn it around against, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
But again, there's more motivation about today for some reason, right? I mean, whether you're extrinsically or intrinsically motivated, today is boosted by a few of those motivational points.
So the Rough Riders win the coin toss, and I believe they're going. Did they say they're going to receive? I think they're going to receive the football.
I'm not sure, Ballsy, but my buddy Darren Bradley just confirmed that I did look amazing.
You look
in
great.
in those throwback uniforms.
Well, you're wearing black today, and in the throwbacks, you look good. Yeah. Anything, Lou?
Thanks, buddy.
You look great, and you're funny too.
Yeah.
So the Rough Riders will be receiving the football, I believe, and defending the end zone to our broadcast white, which will be the Maxtron end in those beautiful throwback green and white unis. If you've never seen them, my goodness, they are Kelly Green. They've got the white stripes on the shoulders. They've got the old S logo, the upside down S, white face masks. They've got the white stripes on the green helmets and the Blue Bombers in their blue and gold. And we do see quite a healthy contingent of Winnipeg Blue Bomber fans here. And why not? This is like second home to them. They're winning left and right in this stadium. And I hate it.
I know. And for some reason, I don't know if it's just me, but the color of their blue has just gotten a little bit more annoying over the last 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure what it is. It's like a deeper, more annoying blue than their normal lose everything blue.
And I think, you know what? I'm going to say that from now on. They're in their white, gold, and really annoying blue jersey.
Why not?
Yeah. So Leggio is going to tee it up wearing the number 13 jersey, and he's going to tee it up on the far left hash at the 30-yard line. The Riders will drop back. Hickson and Alford. Do you like Hickson being dropped back here?
I don't mind Hickson being back here because I think that he's actually pretty good as an off-returner. He almost sprung a couple against BC.
But it doesn't bother me. But I mean as a starting tailback being back there.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't bother me because he's not going to be the primary returner.
Here is Leggio. Swings his right foot through the football. The fireworks have begun. From his 16 up the right side across the 30. 35-40, it's Alford out at the Bomber bench. Pushed out of bounds at the 43-yard line. And the Rough Riders have been winning the field position battle in the last number of games. 64-yard kick, 27-yard return.
Well, they get a great job. I mean, James Tuck in there as the fullback, and not just as a fullback on offense, but on the kick return team. And he does a great job in this initial block, and it gave Mario Alford just a little bit more room.
Rough Riders had 464 yards last week, had a 300-yard passer, a 170-yard receiver, a 129-yard rusher, and had 7 sacks against. Here's a handoff to Hickson up the right side, and Frankie Hickson, who had 129 yards last week, takes it to the 51. That's a nice 8-yard gain by number 20.
Right away, we see two fullbacks, 33 personnel again, guys. Awachi and James Tuck leading the way. Hickson running hard initially. Almost that initial first down.
Yeah, he got 9 actually, Luke, to the 52. It's on the right hash of the Rider 52. And Cody Fajardo from the shotgun has Hickson behind him. Tuck in an off-balance eye to the left. As the fullback hand off to Hickson, delays in the hole. Picks his way through. Hickson on the run. He's to the 40 of the Bombers. Tackled by Jamal Parker. That's a first down at the 39.
And one of the things that we talked about in pregame is we're really excited to see how Hickson approaches the line of scrimmage. This is a patient approach. He waits till the hole identifies and then skirts out between the tackles for 19 yards.
Big run, as Luke said, one of his keys to the game. Two receivers, Shaq and Kian Schaefer-Baker, off the line to the right. And they fake a jet sweep and throw it out here in the flats. Caught by Shaq. Left side, 35, 30, out of bounds at his sidelines. Good play call from Moss. That's a nice, easy pitch and catch for Cody. And that'll be close to a first down for the Rough Riders. And it is a first down.
One of the other points to be made about this is they haven't changed personnel. The Riders are doing this with both fullbacks in the game. And one of the things that's going to do is it's going to make it hard for Richie Hall, the defensive coordinator for the Bombers, to switch out his packages because he likes doing that. He goes with a number of packages throughout the game, and if they keep this dual fullback pack on, he's not going to be able to switch it out.
Ball on the 29 of the Bombers on the left hash. Riders started this just inside their 45. Hand off to Baker out of the backfield, and Kian Schaefer-Baker will run it to the 25-yard line. It's a gain of about 4 yards. It'll be second down and 6 for the Riders, and Mitch Pichtenhus back in after overcoming that high ankle sprain, checks into the football game. Awachi and Tuck check out.
A little bit of a tendency breaker here with Kian Schaefer-Baker. When he does line up in that backfield, quite often they get him out to the edges of the field. This time he goes a la Deebo Samuel right between the guards.
Checking in late is Braden Lennius. Doesn't quite know what he's doing. He's he's going to line up as a tight
end. He's like, what's going on?
Tight end to the left. Pickton motions off the line as a wide receiver to the left, and Cody on second and six looking right, throws the out far side, flag is down, Shaq makes the catch over there, has the first down, he's tackled out of bounds. It'll be a first down, but a flag came down early.
I'm not sure what it's for.
Looks like a legal procedure, formation against the Riders.
There was no end on the line of scrimmage on the right side for Saskatchewan. So maybe
procedure. Saskatchewan had no end on their right side. It's a 5-yard penalty. It's still second down.
So when we saw Braden Lennius looking all confused, maybe Lennius was supposed to be the guy on the right side on the line of scrimmage, balls.
Yeah, because he motioned on, picked and motioned off. They were supposed to have two guys on the line of scrimmage. You got to have seven. Over on the far side, it's picked and near side wide out Shaq. It is second and 11 Riders for the Bombers 31. Can't chase the sticks here at the Riders. Here's Cody looking near side. Pass is caught. Shaq Evans comes back to the football at the 20. He'll be about a yard or just inside of a yard short. Great two-handed catch by Shaq.
Go for it. You didn't come here to kick field goals. Fajardo, I love the sense of urgency. Getting the guys on the line of scrimmage right away.
And that's why he stays in short yardage, so he can go right up to the line of scrimmage and they don't substitute a quarterback in. One of the reasons. They are at the 19-yard line, just kissing the 19 on the left hash of the Bombers. Motioning out as Hickson out of the backfield, wide left. Cody keeps, dives, and he's got the first down. Rough Riders are grinding it here. And that should be, I didn't see it. Was there a flag? No, it's an automatic first down on the run by Cody Fajardo. So the Riders have it at the 18.
And again, sense of urgency, straight to the line of scrimmage. I love this approach.
Tempo offense, three receivers to the far right side. Moore and Shaq to the left. Hickson motions out to the left. Oh, the Bombers jump. Willie Jefferson tried to time the snap count. And Willie went offside.
Willie Jefferson, of course, is one of the best get-offs in this league.
Winnipeg, number five. It's a 5-yard penalty. It's still first down.
Luke Mulliner, Michael Ball, coming to you from the McDougal Auctioneers broadcast booth. Best in the bidding business, McDougalAuction.com. If you're just tuning in, the Riders started this drive inside their 45. They're rolling now. First and five from the Bomber, 13 going right to left in a scoreless opening quarter, 4 minutes in. Cody takes the shotgun snap, hands it off to Hickson, running left to right in the backfield. He'll lunge ahead to the 11, maybe the 10. We'll give him close to three. It'll be second and seven for the Riders.
Decent job at first here by Evan Johnson. The far problem is they don't get Casey Sales off the line of scrimmage. And he's the one who gets in on Hickson early. That's why I like those two fullbacks, right? Sometimes there's a fullback there to just make sure that that line of scrimmage is clear for our running backs.
Willie Jefferson, Sales are the ends. Jake Thomas and Walker, interior for Winnipeg. Cody sends him in motion, including Lennius to the right. Where number 84, he cuts back to the left. They hand it off to Hickson. 10, 5, he's down to the 1. A tough, hard run between the tackles. And the Riders are first and goal to go.
All credit goes to Evan Johnson here. He chips off and he gets the second level where Adam Big Hill is. He blocks Adam Big Hill and that clears the way for Frankie Hickson.
Riders are trying to stuff it down the best team in the CFL's throat early on in this opening drive in the 57th Labor Day Classic. First and goal to go from the 1. Cody underneath the center, Logan Bandy. Cody barks out the signals, takes the snap, dives to the goal line. Is he in? I don't see a signal. Touchdown!
There's an offside flag down, though.
Saskatchewan! Penalty on Winnipeg, and the Riders have the lead!
That's about as good a start as you can get. Riders come out, and this drive marked by physicality more than anything. I love it.
Love it! That's Luke Mulliner's way to play football. And the Riders are listening to our three keys as they go down the field and jam it down the Blue Bombers' throat. Brett Lothar to attempt an extra point from 33 yards away, right down Main Street, out of the hold of Vedvik. Has his right hand up, awaiting the shotgun snap from Hughes. There it is. The kick is on the way. End over end through the yellow uprights. And your Rough Riders on the quality tire scoreboard have the opening points. A 1-yard touchdown from Cody Fajardo. 7-0 Saskatchewan on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
This is Evan Johnson from Regina, and you're listening to the best CFL coverage only on the Rough Rider Radio Network.
Scoreboard and our opening kickoff for both the first and second half brought to you by Quality Tire with 9 locations across Saskatchewan to serve you qualitytire.ca. A touchdown drive, 11 plays, 67 yards, 4 first downs, Hicks and 4 carries for 40 yards. The big carry was Cody, a 1-yard touchdown plunge. That touchdown drive brought to you by Nelson. GM and Assiniboia and Avonlea. Looking for the perfect vehicle? They'll find a match that exactly fits your lifestyle. Proudly serving Southern Saskatchewan for over 60 years. Nice tone setter for your Rough Riders.
Yeah, I loved it. There was a little bit of everything. There's physicality. There was, again, the two fullback formation, which I'm really a big fan of for this team specifically. I didn't mind the way they looked to pass the football, but more importantly, they got to the line of scrimmage quick. They know that one of the strengths of this defense when it comes to Winnipeg is, hey, they're really flexible in the packages that they put on and off the field. By keeping that fullback package on, Richie Hall wasn't able to go to his extra defensive backs and cover the field.
Here's the kick by Bedvick. High and deep. This is the Evan Holm, the former UND Fighting Hawk, takes it in his end zone and gives up a point. So the Riders have an 8-0 lead. This segment of the first quarter brought to you by Borgo Industries, Quality Tire, Class of America, and McDougall Auctioneers, an 83-yard kickoff single.
Yeah, Vedvik's come in here, and since he's been the guy doing these kickoffs, they've been, I'll tell you what, man, he gets them out with a cannon.
Yeah. Hi to Kim Perpilek on the Combine listening to our broadcast. The Campbell family listening from Rowan's Ravine, Provincial Park. Go Riders. We'll take a break. Riders up 8-0 after that kickoff single on the Cooperators Rough Riders.
Like Rider Radio at facebook.com/620CKRM.
With Luke Molitor, our great statistician, John Hoffman, and our audio tech, Ryan McNally. I'm Michael Ball in the broadcast booth up here at Mosaic Stadium. Riders lead at 8-0. Soon we'll be joined by Daniela Ponticelli after this next play. But the Bombers, after the 83-yard kickoff single following the 1-yard Cody touchdown, have it at their 40. First down and 10 on the far left hash. Zach Collaros, 22-3 as a starter, 4-1 on Labor Day. 11 touchdowns, 3 interceptions on this weekend. Hands the football off to Brady Oliveira. He'll have a search running play up to about the 45. Let's go to Daniela Ponticelli.
Michael, Vedvik's strong punts likely come from his time punting basketballs down south when he was making the transition from a soccer player into football. But the Riders' strong start, Shaq Evans' confidence is definitely back. He's feeling loose here on the sidelines.
Our sideline reports with Daniela Ponticelli, brought to you by our friends at Ritchie Brothers Auctioneers for all your auction needs. Visit rbauction.com. Bombers second down and 5 from their 45 on the left hash, down 8-0. Collaros takes a shotgun snap, holds the ball, throws over the middle. That pass is caught by Nick Dembski running the in cut. Larry Dean makes the tackle, but that was too easy. It's down to the Rider, 49.
Well, Nick Dembski runs a fabulous route here, right up the right hash. He fakes Kreef out of his cleats as if he's going to the right, comes back to his left, 16-yard gain. Collaros totally untouched and clean in the pocket.
Former Rider draft pick, former Manitoba Bison, Winnipeg kid. After his deal ran out with Saskatchewan, went back home, as a lot of guys like to do if there's a pro team in their hometown. And he's having a whale of a year. Underrated superstar in this league. He's in a slot to the right, wearing number 10. He'll hand it off to Oliveira, straight up the middle, but he's wrapped up by Derek Moncrief. What a freak athlete. This guy's a stud.
Well, it's the second time this game, they've only ran 3 defensive plays, that they've blitzed Kreef off of the edge of the defense. This time he comes from a weak spot, and I think that's probably going to be one of the game plan. One of the things that does for the Riders is it adds an aggressive piece to the line of scrimmage. That time unblocked.
Second down and 9. Ball in the 48 of the Rough Riders. Bombers down. 8-0. Collaros. Stop motion by the receivers. Takes a shotgun snap. He's got time to throw. He's going to throw it to the right. It's caught. Wide open is McCray. McCray down the right side. He's bounced out of bounds at the 31-yard line, but that's a big gain of 17 yards. What happened there, Luke?
Well, it's a big throw, first of all. And again, Collaros is absolutely untouched. This is his 4th option on this play. That's how much time he's got, and the Bombers convert an easy play.
Mike Edom punched him out of bounds with a shoulder check. Collaros to throw again. He's going to dart out of the pocket, running to his right, throws, and that one is incomplete. Wolitarski cut inside. The pass went outside. Closest man to it on the near sideline was Nick Marshall. Second down.
Yeah, Collaros was just trying to conserve yardage there. He knew that he was probably going to be under pressure. Great internal clock. Recognized that that pocket's not going to hold up on those edges forever. That was the first time they've passed out of a first down situation.
So it's second down now and 10 from the Rider, 31 on the near right hash. Going left to right to the Max Strawn end, Pill Country, if you're familiar with the stadium. That's a south end zone. Riders up 8-0. 6:40 and counting to go in the opening quarter. Collaros with the fans in full throat. Takes a shotgun snap. Backpedals. Steps up. Oh, he loses the ball. Riders have it. Recovered by Miles Brown. And the Saskatchewan Roughriders will turn it over. I believe Pete Robertson, Pistol Pete, shot it out of there. We'll take a break. Riders up 8-0 on the Cooperators Roughrider Radio.
This is Riders DB Nelson McCombe from Abbotsford, BC, and you're listening to Michael Ball and Luke Mullinder on the Rough Riders Radio Network.
Well, Luke, welcome back here with Luke Mullinder and Michael Ball. Looks like maybe Coach O'Shea going to challenge this one?
Yeah, I'm not sure what he's going to challenge. I'll tell you what, Pete Robertson beats Jamarcus Hardrick clean off the edge. I'm not sure. I mean, maybe it's where Robertson managed to get a hold of Collaros, but I don't see much here to challenge. They haven't played the instant replay in our booth yet or in the stadium, so I also think it looks like O'Shea is being talked out of this.
Well, the officials have not made anything apparent. 33,350, a sellout for the 57th Labor Day Classic, the first sellout of the year.
I was about to say, it's the first time they've actually publicly announced that. I wonder why.
Yeah, but it's great to see them here. And the Rough Riders started their first drive here at the 43 and drove it down for a touchdown. And they're here at their own 43 after the fumble recovery by Brown after it was punched out by Pete Robertson. It's on their left hash going right to left. Riders up 8-0. Cody with a lot of pre-snap motion. Has his hands extended, takes the belt high snap, flyers it far right side. Leaping catch over at the Bomber sideline by Kyron Moore. A short gain of about 4 yards will give him the 47-yard line.
Such a long throw here. Sort of similar to the one Collaros had success on earlier in his series, but getting it out, that's the problem. I mean, you've got 4 yards now, second and six, and this is where these packages for the Bombers come in terms of their pass rush.
Three receivers to the far short right side of the field. One off the line to the left. Now, running like a jet sweep action from right to left was Kyron Moore. They hand the football off to Frankie Hickson, and he'll take it for a first down. A lot of misdirection here. One thing we haven't talked about, Luke, on that far sideline, the Bombers are in the sun right now. It's 29 degrees at kickoff, so that plays a bit of a thing here because the Riders have about a 10-degree difference on their sidelines.
Excuses are like buttholes. Everyone's got one. They all stink. I'm sure that Winnipeg's not using those. That's the two-time defending champions. What I do love is that call. And I especially like the fact that they ran the draw to the left, but they gave him a puller as well. They didn't let Winnipeg pass rush.
Third down and one for the Riders at the 52. It's on this near left hash. Cody was a 1 yard touchdown run. Works under his center. Bandy, this is the second time he's done a short yardage situation on third and short. And he picks up a healthy gain of about 2 or 3. He'll take it to near midfield as the center stripe, as you see here at Mosaic Stadium. And the Rough Riders have a fresh set of downs. Way to control the clock on the ground. When the Riders win, they run the football effectively, and they've done so far in this game. Kian Schaefer-Baker, Shaq Evans, and Kyron Moore, receivers to the far right side. Hickson in the backfield with Tuck, who goes in motion left to right. Lennius, a tight end on the left. Why not? He went to the NFL as a tight end. They fake the handoff, and Cody backpedaling, throwing down the middle. It's caught! Kyron Moore! Tackled by Parker! He wipes his face mask and signifies first down of the 40 of the Blue Bombers.
There's three receivers to the right side, wide side of the field. Cody runs in routes with every one of them. Kyron Moore's is the deepest one at about 16 to 20 yards, and that's where he is found. First down, Riders.
First down, Riders of the Bomber, 40 in the far right hash, as Luke said. going right to left, up 8-0 with 3:45 to go in this opening quarter. Hand off to Hixon. Hixon started right, dances inside to the left, tackled by Sales, but not before he takes it to the 35. That helps Jason Moss out big time. A 5-yard run on first down.
Yeah, and again, it's the presence of the fullbacks here. I mean, they're adding extra blockers, extra success here when it comes to that line of scrimmage. Already, Winnipeg's defensive front are looking gassed. They got hands on hips.
Shaq Evans and Kian Schaefer Baker to the right. They got three receivers to this left side. Hixon in the backfield off the left hip of Cody. Now Lenius goes in motion, wearing number 84 to the right in the near slot on that side. Cody dances out of the pocket, and then Cody goes down. He'll get dropped at about the 38-yard line.
This is just a disgusting move by Willie Jefferson. So sick. Also helps that Willie Jefferson beats St. John off the edge. Evan Johnson loses his one-on-one to Jake Thomas. It just collapsed from there.
Quarterback sacks brought to you by Quill Plain Chevrolet, Buick GMC, and Wadena. Taking down high vehicle prices, drive a little, save a lot at Quill Plains. Brett Lauther has not missed a field goal in 5 games. Perfect 20 of 20 inside of 40. This one outside of 40 at the 47 out of the hold of Vedvik. On the far right hash, going right to left is the kick. Here's the snap, the hold, right foot through the ball, low driving kick. That one is good. He buries it from 47. A Labor Day laser from Lauther. And the field goals are brought to you by Affinity Credit Union. Kick off your first step to financial freedom by speaking with an Affinity Credit Union advisor today. On the Quality Tire scoreboard, Riders 11 and the Bombers nothing. On the Cooperators, Rough Rider.
Rider Pride, worldwide. Listen to Rider Radio around the globe with the official CKRM app. It's a free download for your smartphone at 620CKRM.com.
Time for another Richie Brothers sideline report. Quickly down to Daniela Ponticelli.
Well, Brett Lowther's got to feel great about that one. Told me earlier in the season he felt off. He's been on a groove, as you mentioned, 5 games strong with field goals. And over on the sideline wearing his bright green hat he's been wearing since 2018 so that his grandmother at home watching can find him out on the sidelines. He's easy to spot right now, cycling it out and feeling good after that great completed field goal.
It's a great sideline report from Daniela Ponticelli.
It's like an army beacon.
Yeah, he's looking good, man. His grandma can find him on the field goal because he's popping him through 5 straight games. Bombers have it at the 40 after the 47-yard boot. Riders up 11-0. Polaros takes a shotgun snap, fakes a handoff, dumps it out in the right flats, and Dembski is going nowhere. Met first by Nick Marshall, and then Milligan cleans him up after a short 1, maybe 2-yard gain.
I love this approach. This, again, they're adding pressure right off the edges. This time, the blitzing linebacker is Larry Dean, putting the Bombers in another 2nd-and-9, 2nd-and-7 plus situation.
Last time the Bombers had the ball, it was in Rider territory, and the Texan Pete Robertson forced the fumble, and the recovery was made by Miles Brown. Charleston Hughes in for Robertson at the left defensive end. 2nd-and-9 for the Blue Bombers. Here's Kolaros under pressure, flushed out of the pocket, throws underneath, caught by Oliveira, but he's pinned to the ground by A.C. Leonard, who dropped back into coverage, the Swiss Army knife on defense. Bombers will be a full 3-4 yards short, and Leggio will come on to punt.
Yeah, Charleston Hughes applies the pressure, he wins outside in, gets Kolaros to skate out to his right. If Oliveira was able to catch this and stay on his feet, he might have had a chance to the first down, but
the 2-and-out for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, and Leggio will rub his hands together and wait this long snap from Benson. Back to receive is Mario Alford standing at his 15, and here is the kick from Leggio. A wobbler that's going to come up and field it on the basket catch just inside his 30, and running out of bounds at his bench with help from the special teams demon of the Bombers. Mike Miller was Mario Alford. He's forced out of bounds after about an 8-yard return to his 37-yard line. And so the Saskatchewan Rough Riders will have decent field position. John Hoffman tells me, ballsy, you're wrong. No big surprise. 36-yard punt, 9-yard return officially. They'll take that. Dickey always wants a first down when you have the returns. He wants to get about 10 yards. That was pretty close.
Yeah, that was close.
It was a nice job of attacking the football.
What I want to see is a run here. I'm starting to like this tempo.
Well, Cody has his running back Hixon in the backfield to his right. Shaq goes in motion from right to left. The only receiver over here to this near side. Cody fakes the handoff, throws over the middle. High but caught by Kean Schaefer-Baker, who had 170 yards and a touchdown of 85 last week. He got his legs chopped out by the free safety Hallett, but it's a first down, close to a first down.
What I love about this is both Bombers' secondary, the halfback, and everybody's anticipating the bubble screen here. And you can see the Bombers' secondary pursuing the outside receivers if they were going to chase down the screen. They hit him with an inside slant for a first down.
It is a first down on the 50-yard line. Ball in the middle of the field. Really like what Jason Moss is doing with his offense here. Kean Schaefer-Baker, who caught that pass, motions to the left. Cody loved it down the middle. It's caught by Shaq on the post, and he takes it to the 30. Folks, Shaq is back.
This is just a skinny post on the numbers here. You're right, Shaq is back. But because they flared the running back to the right side, the safety had to stay low. The safety in this case is Nick Hallett, and they got it over the top of him and underneath of the DB.
On the final play of the opening quarter on the Quality Tire scoreboard with 9 locations in Saskatchewan to serve you, the good guys have 11, and the Blue Bombers have nothing in the 57th Labor Day Classic of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders Radio Network.
And now, Michael and Luke have the call. It's second quarter play-by-play on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
Our text line is 936-6262. Drop us a line. Let us know where you're listening from, because in Rider Nation, we all ride together like Doug and Bella from Radville. Jim, go Riders from Newport, Virginia. Dwight, Shayla, and Lance listening on the boat at Anglin Lake. We're starting the second quarter with the Riders. First and 10 from the 30-yard line after the 20-yard catch on the skinny post to Shaq Evans. Cody Fajardo, 5 of 5 for 87 yards in the first quarter and a 1-yard touchdown run. 11-0 Riders lead it. Going left to right. And the Bombers jumped. Now they're saying the Riders moved on the left side of their offensive line, but I think the Bombers are getting flagged for offside for the second time in this ballgame. Look like Rutledge Jr. goes off the right side.
Hold your water. Yeah, and it doesn't surprise me, though, that Richie Hall...
Offside. Winnipeg, number 38. It's a 5-yard penalty. It's still first down.
That Richie Hall is trying to get a little bit more aggressive. They've got to do something to stop the bleeding. Otherwise, this is going to be 18 in a heartbeat.
Our referee is Mr. Ben Major, and he calls the offside. Here is Fajardo with Hicks in the running back off his left side. Now Cody kills the play. Twirls his hands around. Takes the shotgun snap, tosses it off on an option play to the right to Hicks, and he's hit by Willie. Bounces off that hit, bounces off one from Walker, and will take it to about the 22-yard line. And it'll be second down and one here.
Good job by Cody. Doesn't bother stretching out the option, just gets it into the hands of his running back on the edges and says, hey, you do the rest. It's second and one.
Second down and one. So you're right, Luke, at the 21 on the right hash. Going left to right. Riders in those beautiful green and white retro uniforms. Cody's been successful in this formation under the center, but he throws it out to the right. It's caught over here, but then falling down was Frankie Hickson. He looks like he got off a Willie Nelson's tour bus, stumbling around, and he falls down.
Doesn't surprise me that the Saskatchewan Rough Riders went for this in this fashion. Winnipeg plays one high safety, and as a matter of fact, Frankie Hickson had leverage. If he had caught this football clean, this would have been an easy first down, and maybe he would have ended up one-on-one against the safety in the end zone. So they got the look that they wanted. They executed the play. It's just Hickson couldn't keep his feet.
Probably fun to come off of Willie Nelson's tour bus, but on a Saturday night, not Sunday game day, as Hickson falls down. His feet were moving faster than his mind there. Ball on the 30. That's where the field goal comes from in this near right hash. Lothar's hit from 47. He puts his right foot into this one. The high arcing kick will come up just short of Hill Country, but it goes through the uprights, and the Rough Riders have a 14-0 lead. I'm not sure that came off his foot the way he wanted. He's talking to Corey Vedvik, but all the same, goes through. We'll take a break. Riders up 14-0 on the Quality Tire scoreboard here on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
For in-depth discussion on everything Riders, get in the cage. The Sports Cage with Michael Ball. Weekday afternoon starting at 4 on The Source, 620 CKRM.
Winds picked up a bit in the booth. Now, I drove 15 hours from Nebraska. I've had 1 hour sleep. I could be wrong, but I think the Riders have scored every time they've touched the football. They kick a field goal of 31 yards officially from Brett Lothar, his second field goal of the game. As the Riders get ready to kick this off, let's hear from Pete Robertson, who already has a fumble recovery.
There's times, you know, he's a little bit older than Wart from BC, but he can make plays outside of the pocket. You know, there's been times where the old lineman, they'll kind of break, but he's real good with his feet, and obviously you can see he can make plays.
Robertson forced a fumble that Miles Brown would recover. The Riders got a field goal off that, so they've got 3 points off of turnovers, and it's the only turnover of the football game, and they now have a 14-0 lead after the latest Lothar kick. As they're kicking left to right here, Vedvik, we're at number 70 to kick it away. Teeing it up on this near right hash. And he's going to put his right foot into the pigskin, and the end-over-end kick is going to come down here to home. Settles under at his 17. Little stutter step running to his right. Going to break a tackle and then pick his way to about the 32, a 15-yard return for the former UND Fighting Hawk. And the blue and gold Winnipeg Blue Bombers and the road unis come out of the field.
That first quarter, that went by quicker than a hiccup. It's already in the second quarter, a ton of momentum. If I'm Winnipeg, I'm trying to slow things down right now. I'm not out here in a rush trying to get everything back on this drive. I just, A, want to keep that offense off the field. I'm talking about the green team. And B, I need to string something together here.
Robertson and Leonard are the ends. The interior defensive tackles are Christmas and Garrett Marino. Here is a handoff and a little cutback left, right to left in the hole, but not picking up much was the tailback Olivera. It's a 3 yard gain. It'll be second down for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
That's a good job by Darnell Sankey. Doesn't have to scrape. All he's doing is he's keeping an eye on where his gap is moving to. Very patient. He stands right exactly where the hole is going to open up, and he's there to meet Olivera for a 3 yard gain.
Bombers, for the most part, have been chasing the chains here at second down and seven from their 36 on this near left hash going right to left. 12-12 to go in the second quarter. Your Riders up two touchdowns. Low snap for Kolaros. Pump fake under pressure. Backpedaling. Throws this near side. Wide open. Wolitarski coming back to the quarterback. Working on Nick Marshall. Marshall's mad at himself. Finally, Wolitarski tackled at the Rider 51 on the near side by Larry Dean.
Really good job with his footwork here. Like Pete Roberts was just saying in that clip, Kolaros just shuffles backwards a little bit. Still manages to get the throw off to Wolitarski, who comes back to the football. And the first sign of life here from the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Ball in this near left hash, just shy of the 50-yard line of the Riders. Bombers down 14-0. Wolitarski, the man who caught it. Rashid Bailey and Nick Dembski are the dangerous receivers on the far right side. McCray over here to the left side. And here's a handoff to Olivera. A little stutter step in the hole. A flag comes in late. Usually a holding call. It is a 6-yard run if it holds up, but I think this will go against that good Winnipeg Blue Bombers offensive line. And it is holding. As we'll get the
legal block, hands to the face. Ooh. Winnipeg number 68. It's a 10-yard penalty. We'll replay first down.
So that's a legal hands to the face against Jeff Gray, the left guard.
Jeff Gray, one of their top draft picks from a few years ago. And right now, Mike Edom is on the ground. Jadam Dahlke is going to check in here.
Anytime we have an injury report, thanks for pointing that out, Luke. Brought to you by WorkSafe Saskatchewan. Even one injury is too many. Make zero your mission at work, home, and play. Yeah, the Bombers, in 10 of these losses on Labor Day Classics, they've been down now 11 times after the first quarter, a dozen times at halftime. They've lost 14 of the last 16 Labor Day Classics, but they've won two of the last five. So if you want to take a deeper look at the stats, I think stats personally are for losers most of the time, but sometimes you can tell a bit of a story.
Well,
Adam runs off on his own, but it looks like his right arm's dangling, so they'll check that out.
Yeah.
Could be a stinger, maybe, hopefully.
Yeah, it's been his arms, that's for sure.
So it is the Bombers now, first down and 20 at their 50-yard line. They've got four penalties for 20 yards, tells, well, I'm told by John Hoffman, our great statistician. Here is Kolaros with the crowd in full throat at Mosaic. takes a shotgun snap. Number 8, looking right, rolling right, looking to throw off his back foot, completes it on the far side. At the Rider 50, being tackled down is Rashid Bailey Milligan over there. Mari Henderson, and the Bombers will get back some of that penalty yardage, almost all of it. It'll be second down and 10 yards to go.
Rashid Bailey's on the left side, and he just runs a shallow crossing route at about 5 yards, and it works out because Caleros is forced out in his direction.
Great tackle, actually, by Jeremy Clark, who made the stop. My apologies. So it's second and a long 9 for the Bombers, right on their right hash. The M, Mosaic Stadium on the Rider 50, down 14-0. Caleros going up top, lost the corner route. 60! What a catch!
Oh,
touchdown! That was a beautiful catch by Dembski. He twists around to make that catch. I cannot tell you how great a catch that was by Dembski. He takes it the last 10 yards for a touchdown. What a great play.
Well, Dembski's got to locate this twice like he's an Apple iPhone looking for a lost headset. This is a great job here finding the football. Zach Caleros, I'm not sure how he gets this ball off this accurately because he throws it off his back foot. Just an incredible play from start to finish because the Riders played that well. If there's anything, if there's one thing that didn't go well, it's the fact that they got Dembski on Moncrief, and that's a mismatch.
Well, not by much, though, because he's a great player, but that was an unbelievable play by Nick Dembski. Turning around, twisting around, doodling a chiropractor after that catch. What a play by Dembski. Extra point by Leggio was good. And 5 minutes into the second quarter, the Bombers are on the board with a 50-yard pitch and catch for the touchdown. 14-7, your Rough Riders leading on the Cooperators Rough Rider.
This is Derek Moncrief from Prattville, Alabama. You listen to the Rough Rider Radio.
That was a 77-yard Bomber drive. 2 first downs, 3:07 off the clock, a 50-yard touchdown. Zach Caleros to Nick Dembski, the former Rider draft pick. A touchdown drive is brought to you by Nelson, GM, and Assiniboia in Avonlea. Looking for the perfect vehicle? To find a match that exactly fits your lifestyle. Proudly serving Southern Saskatchewan for over 60 years. This portion of the broadcast brought to you by AGCO, Seedmaster, A&W, the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency, Redhead Equipment, Cooperator. See Kevin Bazandowski at Bazandowski Agencies in Regina. If you're a receiver, I don't want to beat it to a pulp.
Oh, come on.
But that was
awesome.
A great play.
Yeah.
That was a great play.
The fact that he had to look like twice in different directions for this football.
While running full
speed.
And
still make it.
Yeah. Great catch.
Yeah.
It's a great play.
And again, that's, you know, we talked about our three keys. Yeah, got to stop Dembski. Well, good luck when he's doing that. It's one thing to just be open. It's another thing totally to just make plays out of nowhere.
Great play. Here's Leggio on the ensuing kickoff. Sends it high into the air. It's going to be Alford settling at his 10, near side on the right side. Waiting to set up the blockers. Cut to his right, 25, 30, and then he stumbles down. Tackle, good play. The backup safety, Malcolm Thompson, on the tackle, number 36. And so the Riders will start at about their 30.
You know, one of the things that is important here for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders is that score shouldn't change anything as far as their approach. I love that James Tuck is coming back on the field, right? Like, you don't have to change your playbook right now. It's 14-7. You're still up. But also, you don't have to play clock ball. Like, just keep being aggressive the way you've been doing it.
Riders up by a touchdown, 14-7. Off balance eye with Tuck in the backfield to the right as a fullback and running to the left and not getting much. Because it was a great tackle by Cameron Lawson after about a 1, maybe 2-yard gain by Frankie Hicks. And down to Daniela Ponticelli with the Ritchie Brothers sideline report quickly.
Michael, I was by a very quiet Bombers bench when the Dembski touchdown happened. And all those pockets of blue fans at Mosaic Stadium, they stood up and certainly were heard on that one. And the wind here has picked up certainly throughout the field level.
Cody Fajardo now stop motion. He's going to change the play or at least tinker with it. Now Lennius and Kyron Moore nicely back into the lineup. Go to the left. Here's a shotgun snap, and he took too much time. Little confusion from Kyron and Braden Lennius, two newcomers to the lineup because of injury.
Violation, Saskatchewan number 7.
It's a 5-yard penalty. It's still second down.
It is an inexcusable penalty.
Man, this is, and here's the one problem I have. I mean, you've been doing so well. Why put that pressure on Lennius and Moore, right? You've got those two guys both in the way. Lennius hitched a ride on the plane back from BC. It's not like he knows the playbook right now. And you can still see them. They're talking amongst themselves even now.
Second down and 14 for the Riders. 8 on the play clock. Cody with receivers in motion to the near right side. Looked like they were offside, but no flag. Cody steps up under pressure, dodges the rush. He's going to look downfield. Man open. Pickett's got it. Right side 50. Cutting to the middle. 45. Pickett 40. And he's down at the 36. What a Houdini-like play. Great balance by Cody.
Well, what happens here is Jamal Parker sees Cody breaking outside the pocket. He's the defensive back who's covering Picton. He's got him covered, but because Cody breaks out, Parker starts going low to pursue him as if he's going to put, and when he does that, Picton takes off.
Hurry up offense from the Riders, and they hand it off to Hicks, and he runs into the back of one of his blockers who is pushed back. No gain. Second down and 10 at the Bomber 36-yard line.
So Picton just sort of sprouts free by way of everybody focusing in on Cody, and Seven says, take that. I'll do that all game.
Long wait on the injured list here for Mitch Picton, who scored a nice 28-yard touchdown in Edmonton to seal their second victory of the year, but he's been battling a high ankle sprain. After that big catch, he lines up as a wide receiver to this near right side of the field. It's a wide side. Four receivers over here as Cody takes a shotgun snap, swings it out left side for Hickson. Two-handed catch, dodges the tackle, but he was tripped up in the process. He will take the ball to the 32-yard line, and he'll be short of a first down.
You remember when I was in the pregame show and I was saying, oh, Mo Apples is coming, yeah. Right? That Mike and Will blitz up the middle is coming, and that's exactly what Winnipeg does here. It's a great job by number 90 for the Bombers, Sales. Casey Sales,
yeah.
Staying with Hickson as he leaked out, because he was a guy that got a shoestring in on him, and Lowther's going to come back in here and hopefully put the Riders back up by 10.
Hasn't missed a field goal in the last 5 games, and he's made his 2 in this game. 47-31. This is from 41 on the far left hash. With his right hand about to be extended is the holder, Vedvik, wearing number 70. Puts it down. Right foot of Lothar into the football. High, arcing, and it's good! A Labor Day field goal, the third of the game from number 12, Brett Lothar. They've got a 10-point lead on the Quality Tire scoreboard. 17-7 for the Roughies. On the Cooperators, Rough Rider Radio.
For everything Riders, follow us on Facebook and Twitter by searching at SportsCage. The Source, 620 CKRM.
79-yard drive, 5 plays. The big play, a 47-yarder to Mitch Picton, weaved his way back into the middle of the field from his near sidelines by his bench. 41-yard field goal by Brett Lothar.
The hell?
Yeah, the wind's blowing. It's blowing all my stuff away. Sorry, Luke.
No, it's all good, man. This is crazy.
7:06 to go until halftime on the Quality Tire scoreboard. Rough Riders in the lead, 17-7. Nice answer back, Luke, after the Dembski touchdown, but you can't settle for field goals.
No, especially there. As a matter of fact, if I was Richie Hall's defense, I would be considering that a win, right? It was more of a coverage breakdown than anything, and all they're going to do is get that veteran unit together and say, hey, just stick to your man. If Fajardo leaks out, just stay with your guy. He's still looking downfield.
Ball on the 40 of the Bombers after the field goal by Lothar. It's on this near left hash. He's hit from 47-31 and 41. Hand off here to Oliveira. Oliveira won't get anywhere because Darnell Sankey was there. It'll be second down and 10.
It's a good job by Darnell Sankey. I mean, this is just a linebacker evading a big stumbling massive blocker, Jeff Gray. Sankey sidesteps him and gets in on Oliveira.
Good job by Charbel DeBeer in there, too. He's in the interior with Garrett Marino. The ends are Pete Robertson and A.C. Leonard. We know we got Moncrief, Sankey, and Dean in the linebacking core. Clark, Henderson, Marshall. In the secondary, just to name a few, second down and 9. Kolaros takes a shotgun snap, stutter step, throws over the middle, incomplete! Great coverage by Roland Milligan on Greg McCray, and the Bombers will have to punt.
Zach Kolaros begging for a flag here.
Great coverage.
It was good coverage.
Man, we love that Roland Milligan, don't we?
Yeah, I think, again, we've been saying it for a few weeks. He's definitely the rookie of the year for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. He's played tremendously well.
Leggio to punt to Alford and Kyron Moore to our broadcast left. Kyron on the far side, Alford on this near side. And here's Leggio, number 13, awaiting the long snap. Takes the head high. Snap! Just gets it away as the rush was in his face. Almost blocked. That was a nifty play by the Bomber punter. And now it dribbles down on the 20-yard line. And it's Alford. He's going to be dropped right there. Holy cow, the Riders got through there, Luke, right away. And he did a great job of pulling it down, sidestepping the rush, and punting it.
Yeah. Well, what he did is he pulled it down and just took one step into the middle. Because both guys, and good on them, they were going to go for the block. And when you're going for the block, you're coming outside in and trying to take the ball off the kicker's foot. Because of their approach, he understood that he was able to just take a step up, and he'd evade that. That was crazy. That's a crazy play. And Winnipeg, again, fortunate as well that the ball rolled when it hit the ground, because otherwise they would have been hit with a 15-yard penalty.
I want to say hi to Roger and Jake Flair listening at Roan's Ravine, and also Aaron Anderson, the commissioner of Regina High School Athletics, listening to our broadcast. Wherever you're listening, send us a text, 936-6262, and we get a whistle. First down and 10 for the Riders at their 20-yard line. And is it a timeout?
Number 7.
No.
It's a 5-yard penalty.
No.
It's their first down.
It's a second time count violation against Cody Fajardo.
And
come on.
As the personnel groups switch out, we've already seen one adjustment from the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. When they have that double tight end formation in, what Winnipeg's going to do is they're going to put a man on the center and play double eagle front. So that's two defensive tackles, one guy in the middle, and two defensive ends.
First down for the Riders and 15 now at their 15. Lennius goes offside.
Yeah,
Lennius goes left to right and then goes offside. We got to keep it simple with this guy.
Yeah, as we were talking about off air.
Offside. Saskatchewan number 84. It's a 5-yard penalty. Still first down.
Braden Lennius should have a playbook of about 5 plays that he's doing, and none of those plays should be included as a waggle. You're just setting, I feel bad for him. You're setting him up for failure here.
I'm going to tell you what I don't like in a second, besides the penalties. It's first down for the Rough Riders, back at their 10, first and 20 now. Cody backpedaling. Cody has time. Now he doesn't. Rolls to his right and just throws it out at the bench. Here's what I don't like. We're running the football. We're being very effective. Yeah, and then Jason Moss is like, I don't like it. It's boring. Let's change it up.
You know,
that's what it seems like to me.
You know what we should do, guys? We're having way too much success with this double fullback situation. Let's go back to 0-6, which is 6 receivers, or 0-5, or 15 personnel, 5 receivers and a running back, and see what we do from there.
These are the 10-1 Bombers. If you're doing something well, keep doing it. First down and, or
come
second
on,
down and 20.
Play this at the sticks.
Yeah, this will be a draw player. Yeah, that's what it is. Hand off the Hicks in.
Yeah, they're all
I mean,
it.
Anybody that's watched football for 100 years knows what they're doing. And some boos come out, and I wouldn't suspect.
Well, maybe the Riders have a sponsorship package that allows a child to be the play caller for a couple series, and that's what we saw there.
Well, honestly,
I'm flabbergasted just like you are, and I don't pull out the word flabbergasted too often. You know that.
Because it's a long word.
Yeah, and I barely know how to say it. I definitely can't spell it. So
okay, so here's a Vedvik to punt. We know Dickey doesn't like to give up two, so he's going to punt this one away. Look like the Riders are offside here, but they'll back up here on their stop motion. A punt. Holm will be back to receive this one at the midfield stripe right below our broadcast vantage point. Here's the number high snap. No rush, and Vedvik sends a high punt into the air. Holm is going to settle at his 53. No yards against the Riders. He's tackled by Milligan, but tack on 15. And because of a couple of ludicrous play calls offensively, the Riders have the Bombers set up in a short situation here.
It's going to be first down for Winnipeg.
With 3:53 to go until halftime, and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers will be in excellent field position. I mean, come on. Maybe it's my lack of sleep, but I have no patience for that. You're winning. You're beating them. You're doing something that they can't stop, at least right now. Why are you doing this? Especially with a guy like you said. We picked them off of Robson Street in Vancouver. Hey, come home with us. Right?
Got a free seat on the plane. You want to join?
First down and 10. Bombers at the Rider 37 on the left hash. Kolaros hands it off, and this is going to be McCray out of the backfield to the left, and McCray scurries all the way near the Riders' sideline at the 22 before he's thrown down by a pair of Riders. Adams back in there and A.C. Leonard, but just like that, the Bombers are in excellent field position.
Yeah, the Bombers, and they're going to take their sweet time, right? What I said that for them, it's about slowing this game down. I mean, the clock is in their favor. There's 3 minutes left to go in the half. They're going to slowly saunter out there. They're going to try to execute and stay on schedule.
They got Harrison, Wolitarski as receivers to the right. Show me Phenom. We haven't even heard from him today. Here is Kolaros backpedaling under pressure, rolling out to his right. Look at downfield. Throws to the end zone. That is caught.
Wow.
And was he in bounds? He was, and I jinxed it. It's Dalton Schoen on the far right side. What a great catch. What a great throw. You talked about it in the pregame show. A different launch point.
Yeah. Zach Kolaros just understands launch points. He gives Schoen just enough time to start leaking out towards the corner of the end zone. And as Zach Kolaros has done all year, he's tremendously accurate. Ballsy jinxes everybody in Rider Nation by saying Schoen hasn't gotten involved in the game yet. And, of course, what that equals out to is Schoen scoring a touchdown.
That's right. It's my fault, not the offensive play caller. It's my fault. I'm going to take it on me. It's my fault.
So man, I love you when you only have 15 hours, when you've taken a 15-hour drive.
15 minutes of sleep,
You only have 1 hour of sleep, we get the raw Ballsy.
Crazy, man. They're going to check the score, but that was just a great. This kid's unbelievable. This Dalton Schoen guy?
Well, it helps when you're not overextending yourself. Kolaros puts it exactly where it should
be.
Been,
previous
right?
Like, to that, that guy's been on. They lost Kenny Lawler, and they bring this guy in,
That's why you can't get too excited. I mean, this is two-time defending Grey Cup champions, and look at them.
Yeah.
Right? They don't panic. The Riders jump out to a huge lead. Nobody panics, right? They come out, and they just start executing.
Leggio kicks the extra point, and we're at the three-minute warning. And we're at that three-minute warning for our friends at Brett Young. See great defense in action. Visit BrettYoung.ca, your local seat retailer for high performance. Brett Young Canola Hybrids with the Pod Defender, our genetic trait. Riders on the quality tire scoreboard, leading 17-14 on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
It's your boy P. Robinson. Listening to Rough Rider Radio. Let's go.
All right, so Jason Moss met with the reporters because Coach Dickey wasn't this week because of COVID. Let's hear from Jason.
Whether you're talking about sacks or not. Yeah. I mean, they may not have the sacks totals that you'd expect of those two guys, but they pressure the quarterback every week. They make it very difficult, I'm sure, for all coordinators to game plan against them.
Well, here's how you stop a pass rush. You run the football like you were doing early, and they got away from it, got some penalty problems, punt the ball, get a no-yards penalty, and the Bombers, in a couple of plays, go into the end zone with Dalton Schoen with a nice catch, 22-yarder on the far sideline, little toe tap like Luke on a Saturday night dancing with his wife, Mel.
Toe taps.
Hey.
Not much of a dancer anymore.
No? Nah. Not anymore. Just on your wedding night.
Say, avoid the Jack Daniels.
Here's Alford on the far numbers on the ensuing kickoff. Runs out of bounds on the far sideline, shy of the 30-yard line. And so now the Riders with 2:44 to go until halftime. They did a great job responding the drive before they took all the penalties by getting a field goal and a nice pass to Mitch Pickton. They got to get some sort of momentum here. 75-yard kick, 23-yard return.
Yeah, because
you feel like the Bombers are about to take it over, the momentum,
right? They're going to get into halftime tremendously impressed with themselves, right?
Unless the Riders score here. First down and 10 from the in their annoying blue and gold and white uniforms. The Riders have it at their own 28. Bombers with four on the D-line. Cody quickly throws underneath, complete. Two-handed catch by Schaefer Baker trying to fight for extra yardage. He'll get initial progress to the 34. It'll be a 6-yard gain for Key and Schaefer Baker.
And the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, they'll be second and four here, so you don't necessarily have to put the fullbacks back in, but again, not sure why you wouldn't here.
Well, they don't. They got picked and lined up as a wide receiver to this near right side of the field, the short side. Far side, it's Shaq Evans, who's had a couple of big catches. Lenny has started left, comes back right, Moore goes in motion to the left. Here's Cody backpedaling, rolling to his right. He's going to throw near his sideline, and Pickton made the catch. What a great job as he climbs the ladder and catches that one in front of Winston Rose at his bench.
This is a great job by Mitch Pickton, understanding where he is on the field and getting his foot down. Not only does he have to concentrate on catching this football, which was well thrown by Cody Fajardo, by the way, under pressure, but to keep the foot down in, that's awareness.
Pickton's got a couple of grabs, and he's a wide receiver to the far left side of the field. Lennius motions over there, too. Kean Schaefer-Baker to the left. Cody sets up a screen with blockers. Hicks in left side. 45. 50. Puts his shoulder down and runs for a first down of the 53 of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Great play by Hickson. Nice play call. Nice play call by Jason Moss.
It worked out really well because the screen to Hickson is going into the blitz. Now, Cody Fajardo has to take a hit. And unfortunately, right now, Josiah St. John is injured, so Campbell comes in. But again, they're throwing this play right into the blitz. He takes a hit, but gets it to Hickson. Hickson does the rest. And now the Rider is inching closer to Brett Lowther eligibility.
Yeah, he's got three field goals, 47, 37, 41. Coming up at halftime, Pete Pascoe will host our halftime huddle from the McDougal Auctioneers broadcast booth with Rob Vanstone. He'll have all the action. Halftime rewind, sideline report, standout stat of the half, much more. And whenever we have an injury, it's brought to you by our friends over there at WorkSafe Saskatchewan. Even one injury is too many. Make zero your mission at work, home, and play. Also, we haven't had a command center review. Actually, we did on the Dalton Schoen touchdown. It's brought to you by Nelson Motors and Equipment, the farm family-owned John Deere dealer that covers southeastern Saskatchewan. Visit them online at nelsonmotors.com. St. John comes off under his own power. Former top pick by Chris Jones back in the day out of Oklahoma. Here is the are the Riders, pardon me, at their the Bomber 53 on the far left hash going right to left up 17-14. The motion man is Kyron Moore. Swerve off the line to the right. He's going a full sprint that way, but they throw it out to the left side for Kean Schaefer-Baker. Flags are down, and he goes down, tackled by the safety Hallett. And, yeah, there will be a penalty against
and
the Riders.
Also tackled by Brady Lennius, trying to get number one out of the way.
Here. Holding Saskatchewan number 84. It's a 10-yard penalty. We'll replay first down.
My Lord, set the kid up for success. Don't make him the first blocker. Give him something easy. Look at Shaq. Shaq's out there. He's blocking. He's the third guy blocking. He's got a nice easy. Lennius, who just got here, he's probably gassed already from all the running he's been doing.
Yeah, he had to gain 240 pounds. When he left here, he was 219. Says he's down to about 226. He's probably about 180 the way he's running today, this hot day. Cody tries to pirouette out to his left, and he's going to get sacked back at the 40.
Gross.
For Quill Plains and Wadena Jackson Jeffcoat puts him down to the ground, and the Riders are second, and they have to get it to Wascana Park for
just
a first.
Willie Jefferson is just, sometimes he's just unblockable, and here he beats Lauderdale to the inside, and because he beats so early, Fajardo's flushed, and it gives Jeffcoat the opportunity to come in from the other side. It's just like blood in the water of two big great white sharks that haven't eaten in a month.
Well, a promising start to the drive is going to be second and 27 for the Riders from their 39. Cody takes a shotgun snap, slightly bends to take it, under pressure, started right, came back left, he's going to throw to the far side, and that one's out of bounds on the far side of the Bombers bench. Quickly down to Daniela Ponticelli.
I wanted to just say I'm walking past Josiah St. John right now, and he does have a leg brace on his right knee. I think he's had that for a while. He's also dealt with some leg injuries in prior games, too, so we'll keep an eye on his return to the field as well. Mitch Picton's 47-yard reception earlier in this game was his longest so far in the CFL, so he's having a good game as well on his return.
And he had a great catch, Daniela, on this drive, but was stymied once again because of penalties, and so the Riders left the punt with 1:04 to go. In this, the first half, they were up big, 14-0, 17-7. They're clinging to a three-point lead. Vedvik takes the snap, sends a high rising kick to the far side. Evan Holm backpedals, basket catch at the numbers of the 23. Running to his right, he's going to be wrapped up. Good downfield tackle by the Riders. Gary Johnson Jr. is there, and so is Jaden Dulkey. And so the Bombers will start back deep in their territory at the 25, looking for at least a Legio field goal to tie this at halftime.
I'll tell you what, guys, this is fantastic play by number 48, Gary Johnson Jr. He is the gunner, so he's the farthest outside guy on the right side for the Bombers, left side for the Riders. Does a great job getting off a block, keeping his contained position, and then getting to the football. He makes this play single-handedly.
Limits that return to 2 yards after a 48-yard kick, but he's got to get back some street cred. He got into a scuffle and was suspended.
What's more street kid than getting into a scuffle at Earl's?
Yeah, well, you kind of don't want to draw attention to yourself, especially after a loss. Yeah. Hand off by the Bombers, and they'll get a short gain of about 3 yards in the play to Brady Oliveira.
That's the equivalent of an NBA heat check, that play by the Bombers, right? Let's see if we get something out here. If we don't, we'll play the clock. If we do, hey, we're just going to speed things up. I don't think that they're too happy with what they got.
They'll get the ball back.
Yes.
To start the second half, so they could go for the proverbial 2-for-1 we like to see in football here. Not here particularly, but that's what teams try to do, get a score at the end of the half and then start the second half with a score. Really turn the tide. Second and long. Kolaros looking right, throws over the middle. That pass is caught by Dembski, but he's wrapped up right away by Derek Moncrief, but he will have a first down. That one just shy of the 40-yard line. I tell you what, Moncrief's had a cover. Lucky Whitehead, Brian Burnham, and now Nick Dembski. He's earning his cash.
Yeah, poor Derek Moncrief. I'm sure he just wants to get out there and, like, cover the Canadian fullback from LaValle, you know?
That's right. Here's a play action rolling out as Kolaros to the right. Throws out what is caught at his 50-yard line. And up to about the 51 is Rashid Bailey, his second grab of the game, tackled by Mike Adams.
O'Shea's got both his timeouts, and he's sticking close to this. And see, what about that heat check? Now the Blue Bombers are in... tempo.
They got to hurry. 13 seconds to go until the half. Kolaros backpedaling. Throws. Oh, what a big hit in the middle. They tried to throw it down the middle. Penalty to the Riders. McCray was the intended receiver, and he got absolutely lit up down the far seam. Coming over to make the hit, I believe, was Milligan. No, check that, Mike Edom. And so it'll be a penalty against the Riders.
First of all, I'm not sure why this is a penalty against the Riders, because the only one who benefited or got hit by Adam coming in like a missile was Roland Milligan. Fortunately, McCray was able to get underneath Adam as he tried to take a shot at a defenseless receiver.
Major foul, unnecessary roughness, Saskatchewan number 15. It's a 15-yard penalty. It's going to be first down.
And 33,000 minus the Winnipeg Blue Bomber contingent start to boot.
Well, we saw that situation from Mike Edom a few weeks ago when he smoked his own guy, too. He said, I have to make a business decision in that situation, so I'm wiping everybody out. And he did.
He's like John Wick out there.
But here we go.
If you're in the way of the bullets, you're in the way of the bullets.
First down and 10. Bombers at the Rider. 45 on the right hash. They're down 17-14. Their enemy also, besides the fans, the play clock and the game clock. And it's kept by Prukop to the left, to the 40, to the 35. And he runs out of bounds at the 34. That is a well-coached football team right there. Buck Pierce is the OC with 2 seconds to go. I'll tell you what, man. That's why, and ladies, that's why the Winnipeg Blue Bombers are 10-1 right now.
The Riders sort of just chalk it up. They think they're moving the field goal markers to the left, but Prukop says, okay, well, you don't want to make an effort. I'm just going to keep running. That's exactly what they do, and Legio will come out to even this ball game. Unreal. The way this started to the way it is now, Winnipeg's got to be feeling good.
Here's the field goal attempt by Legio on the final play of the half from 42 yards away. The kick is up, it's on the way, and this game is tied at halftime.
Wow.
Bombers were down 14-0, down 17-7, but the Riders are taking some dumb penalties, and the Bombers at 10-1, two-time defending champs capitalize. Riders got some work to do. We're in a tie football game at the half in the 57th edition of the Labor Day Classic. You're listening to the Cooperators, Rough Rider.